Eddie Trunk, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How are you, man?
Good to talk to you. By the way, every time I get you on the phone, another Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has passed, and I don't know if you get enough credit. Eddie Trunk, one of the most vocal people about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the process in which they pick the bands.
Sure.
And it seems like ever since you really made a big commotion about it, they're allowing the right bands to get in and making better decisions and making the fans a little bit happier.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I have heard that from some people, but that I may or may not have had some influence there, and I really appreciate you saying that. And yeah, I may not have much more to yell about anymore, because over the last few years, finally Alice Cooper's in, and Kiss is in, and Rush is in, and Cheap Trick is in, and Deep Purple, which was to me the number one omission, finally was fixed. What's crazy, and what people may not know, is this year, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame actually made me a voter. So
oh.
I actually have a vote now. And that's, you know, I don't get to pick who is nominated. In other words, they'll give me a list of the 12 or 15 for consideration, and then of that, I can vote off of that list. So that was the first time it happened, and Tom Morello, I have to give him credit, because Tom Morello was the guy who talked to the Hall of Fame and said, hey, listen, you got to get, at least, you know, Eddie's got to get a vote. So
yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to keep bashing him, because I still think there's a ton of work that needs to be done. It's not going to change my opinion at all. There's still a ton of oversights there, but at least now I have the ability to actually help make a real change, because I can actually vote.
Well, you have been talking about Deep Purple for the longest time, and the Kiss, it's ridiculous. I am probably the least amount of Kiss fan in this room right now, and yet I believe Kiss changed the way that music was presented and live stage shows were done, and they had some great songs. So I know you're a fan and all that, but it's one of those things where they definitely deserve to have been in there earlier. Who are the three that should be in now that are, oh, by the way, and last time you were here, Robin Zander was in the studio with us, and that was great to see Cheap Trick finally get the respect they deserve. But who are the three,
totally,
the next three?
Well, real quick, you make a great point about what you just said, because it's not about personal taste.
Right.
I voted for Chicago this year. Now, I don't go around cranking Chicago records, but I voted for Chicago because I felt that they absolutely, with the impact they had, should have been in. So you have to take sometimes your personal feeling out of it, if you're a fan or not, and just look at the overall influence, which is supposed to be the number one criteria for going in. So I would say, as far as metal is concerned, I think Judas Priest is number one, because to me, Priest after Black Sabbath, who are in already, is the most influential and most important band in the history of heavy metal. Now, a lot of Iron Maiden fans get on me when I say that, but the truth is, Priest came first.
Yep.
The first time I ever saw Iron Maiden, they were opening for Judas Priest, so that's all you need to know. So, yes, Maiden should be there one day and are a bigger band now globally, but I think Priest, when you talk about influence as far as metal, I also think it's absurd that Journey is not in, and the same goes for Foreigner. Journey and Foreigner, two bands that just, you know, massive history of massive hit songs and records sold.
What happens with Journey? Journey gets in, and then what? They don't sing together. They don't show up together. They don't like each other. That pisses me off.
I don't know. I mean, there's always this drama with this thing. I mean, look at this with Purple. I mean, how does Ritchie Blackmore wasn't there?
Yeah.
It was like, if when you watched the Deep Purple thing, it was almost like Ritchie Blackmore was dead.
Yeah,
unfortunately, Deep Purple has a lot of members that have passed away, but they talked about Ritchie Blackmore and put him up on the screen like he was no longer among the living, and it was like, this guy's sitting in his house in Long Island, I don't care whose fault it is, I don't care, get it done. Find a way to let the guy stand there. You know, when Kiss went in, it was kind of a slap in the face to the fans, too, because
Gene
and Paul wouldn't play with Ace and Peter. But at least the four of them stood there together. You got to be able to at least stand there together.
You know what? If you're going to get up there and you're going to thank the fans, and we wouldn't be here without the fans, and you owe it to your fans to put your BS aside for one night and do what you have to do. Now, granted, like Axl and Slash, they didn't talk for as long as they didn't talk. You didn't expect them to get up there and reunite. But for one night, you could do it for your fans. It's ridiculous.
Hey, Mike, you want the greatest example of the right way to do it?
Yes.
And exactly a great example of that. Cheap Trick this year. Bunny Carlos, yep, their drummer. I don't know how many people know this. Bunny Carlos has not been in Cheap Trick for like 7-8 years. Yeah. He hasn't made records. He hasn't toured with them. They're using Rick Nielsen's kid. Well, and Bunny Carlos sued Cheap Trick recently. They just had a lawsuit. Guess what Cheap Trick did? They stood up there. They're a band that actually, when they say they do stuff for their fans, actually do it, because they brought the guy up there with them. They accepted the induction with them, and they even played a couple songs with them. They've now gone back to the, you know, bringing Rick's kid back. They said it's not a permanent thing, but they did the right thing for their history and for that moment for their fans.
And nobody
that's
would
the way you do it.
Nobody would even know. There was no snarky comments or anything like that. If you didn't know, you didn't know from that, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, they did it. They were the one band that sucked it up, put on the right face, again, for history, done. Okay, then go do what you're going to do. Do what you were doing. But everybody knows that's the band, and they knew it too.
This is Eddie Trunk joining us. He's a friend of the show. He is the authority in our generation, I'm telling you, certainly when it comes to metal music, but a guy who is a radio guy and a TV host. He's been on that metal show with Jim Florentine, who will be here on Friday. Eddie has a documentary on Access TV tonight. It's called Reel to Reel, and tonight they're doing Green Day. It's called Heart Like a Hand Grenade. You like Green Day?
I do like Green Day. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say they're one of my favorite bands. I drive around listening to them every day, but I do like the band. I like the spirit of the band. I like some of their stuff. This series is a new series on Access. There's going to be a different doc every month. This is the very first one, premiering tonight at 9:00. And I was you know, coming off of that metal show. They reached out to me about hosting this series for them. So I went out to L.A. a couple months ago, and there's about a dozen, 15 films all together, and I did the open and the close, and I come on in the middle, and I wrote some stuff to update some of these movies and tell people about what's happened since they've been made, because in some instances, these movies have been around for a little while, but they're just getting their TV premiere, and maybe there's some new information that I can give people. So it's a cool gig. It's a fun thing to do, and the premiere, as you mentioned, is tonight on Access, with the very first one they're going to show is the Green Day doc, which is The Making of American Idiot.
Green Day's got a good story too, because they were punk, and they came out, and then they had success, and their old people rejected them when they came back they became successful. But no doubt, a huge band in our generation. And you can see it tonight, Access TV, with Eddie Trunk at 9:00. Do you know anything about this Sebastian Bach, William Shatner Twitter war that's going on?
I'm just catching wind of that, because as I'm doing interviews this morning, I'm scrolling through my Twitter, and I was with Sebastian. I just last night got home from Oklahoma. I host a festival in Oklahoma every Memorial Day weekend called Rocklahoma,
right,
and I just got home late last night, and Sebastian played, what day are we today? Sebastian played Sunday night. I was literally with him just 24 hours ago, and I'm looking through this, I'm like, what is this about? Is this, he just tweeted out his home address, and they're fighting over an emoji. I don't even know what it's about.
He's going to beat the captain up.
Apparently, according to William Shatner, because I follow Sebastian, and I saw this whole thing, and I go, oh, I got to see what's going on here. So I guess Sebastian liked a tweet that some troll tweeted at Shatner, putting him down, like saying something bad about Shatner. So then Shatner tweeted back the devil picture to the emoji to Sebastian, and then they kind of went back and forth, and I guess it escalated pretty quickly.
I love it. I love it.
I forget it.
Check out Eddie Trunk tonight, 9:00, Access TV, Heart Like a Hand Grenade, the documentary. Hey, what are some of the other documentaries they got in the hopper?
There's one that I actually love about a guitar player named Jason Becker, which I'm sure a lot of people listening may not know who Jason is, but Jason Becker is a brilliant guitar player, was a brilliant guitar player, who came out in the early 80s with Marty Friedman, and then they both had these amazing opportunities in their life where Marty was asked to join Megadeth, and Jason Becker joined David Lee Roth's band as the replacement for Steve Vai. And while Becker was making the movie, the one album he made with Roth, which was A Little Ain't Enough, he wasn't feeling right, and he was diagnosed with ALS, and he was told he had 6 months to a year to live, and that was over 20 years ago, and he's still alive.
Yeah,
he's called Not Dead Yet. It's an amazing doc. That's coming up in the series. It's one of my favorites.
That's got to be. I remember that old cacophony stuff with him and Marty Friedman. There's stuff you can only find like in the back of like Metal Edge magazine. They didn't sell it anywhere. Good. I'm looking forward to checking him out, and you're due for a trip back here to Tampa, man.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to come in and hang out with you guys. And I'm not, well, you know, I mean, it's a way, way, ways down the line, so hopefully I'll get there sooner than that. But I host these rock cruises every year, and the next one is going out in February, and this is the first time it's leaving from Tampa. So, I hope to get there sooner, but at the very least, hopefully get out there a couple days early before that cruise and maybe come in, and I'd just love to hang out with you guys.
Well, you're always welcome. I could talk to you about this stuff forever. So good luck with Axis TV tonight, 9 o'clock. Check out Addie Trunk and the new documentary series, Real to Real. Good to talk to you, buddy.
You too, man. Take care.
See you. There you go. I love that guy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.